Greg McCary joins me right now here at Ellerslie Rugby Park. Greg, this has been going on for 12 years, and every year I look around the room, and you know there's so much great golf stuff at like better than clearance prices. How long does it take you guys to set this up?
Actually, we got it down to a science now, Jason. We typically move in around 11 a.m. on the Sunday. This year, did it in record time. I think we were out of here by about 3 o'clock. Got to watch a bit of a football game on Sunday afternoon, so it was
perfect.
Great. Yeah.
And then you were open yesterday, of course, and now today through until. What are some of the best deals for the golf listener or maybe somebody who's listening and has the golf fan in their life that says, okay, this is what I want to get them. I can get to my Christmas shopping sometime today, tomorrow, or Thursday.
Yeah, more than any other year, I've noticed this year that there's a lot more options. It used to be a sale where we would bring basically clothing, men's and ladies' clothing, and then you'd get clubs. Putters, balls, things like that. But there's almost anything you can think of for a golfer we have this year. Technology items, range finders, GPS units, stocking stuffers. There's even men's underwear I saw over there. Great deals on balls. I think the high-end clothing is probably where you see it the most, the most savings. This is all inline 2015 apparel, men's and ladies, and it's almost half price. It's amazing. Brands such as Hugo Boss, Galvin Green, Travis Matthew, Polo RLX, those are the best deals. And then obviously for the hardcore golfers, the equipment, again, inline 2015 equipment at bare bones pricing. We're here to try and get rid of the stuff so we can clear the way for 2016 product. So great deals. Knowledgeable PGA staff here, that's the best thing. So any questions, if you're having trouble finding, the hard-to-shop-for person a gift, we've got PGA-trained professionals here, and we can basically find anything for the golfer.
Now, with all the technology, what's the newest technology that you feel enhances a golfer's game that's available today?
The equipment is just, they push the limit every year. The golf ball has gotten so lively now. I'm in my mid-40s now. I'm hitting the ball further than I ever have. So, I think the golf ball and the technology in the golf ball is probably the biggest thing. You're getting distance out of these performance balls. Probably the most noteworthy is the Titleist Pro V1. We've got 2015 Pro V1s for $49. It's unheard of. The balls, that stuff's all kind of going up, unfortunately, American dollar next year. So, timing's perfect for people to stock up.
I never even thought of that because a lot of the stuff is made in the States. You've got to bring it in, and with the Canadian dollar being what it is right now, likely we'll see the rates increase in the golf season, the new year, and this is all clearance stuff that you've already paid for, so you're not going to gouge the buyer right now because the price hasn't gone up. The GPS and those type of things on the golf course, are more players, because I get used to playing and try. I'm not a great golfer, but I get used to, in my head, if I know I'm 180 or 178, for whatever reason, I feel more comfortable rather than looking at the 150 marker and guessing if I'm 170 or 175. Has that, improved people's games, maybe just mentally thinking that they're closer? Because I still don't know which club I accurately can hit 175. It depends on the day, to be completely honest, but at least I have a gut feeling on which one it is.
Yeah, exactly. It's almost like having your own personal caddy. A lot of these devices will verify, what you're thinking in your head, and then it takes some of the doubt out of it. Golf is largely a mental game, so as much as you can kind of get that decisive thought through your head before you hit the shot, that's what some of these, devices do. Many different kinds. Myself, I like a rangefinder. I like shooting the flag or the target and knowing exactly. I'm not into the kind of the little mapping systems, but people love their gadgets, so they make everything you can think of for your golf game.
Now, there's the nine local clubs that are here. Of course, you're with the Edmonton Country Club.
Wrong, Greg. I'm the Glendale.
You're the Glendale, Greg? Okay.
Never mix me up with
Never
Greg Kincaid.
Never mix you up? Okay. I was just reading the Glendale, you guys have revamped yours, but the country, like, how much fun competition is there amongst the club? Like, do you guys try to bring stuff that your sale quicker than the other guys?
A little bit. The unique thing about the sale is that we all have different clientele at our club, so we buy differently. There are some brands that are the same. You got your major brands, but the unique thing about this sale is that, Royal Mayfair will bring five or six brands that are different than, say, Belvedere or the Glendale or Edmonton Country Club. So it's unique that way. We try not to buy for the sale. Obviously, we're trying to liquidate. We're trying to keep our inventories as low as we can. But, you know, every private club has a different member makeup. So, I mean, every club's different. And that's what I think is one of the strengths of the show, too.
For the average hacker like myself, what do you feel resonates to the hacker golfer today that they should come in and get for their golf game? Other than just stocking up on extra balls, that would seem the obvious.
Yeah, I mean, there's depending on what the status of their equipment is. I mean, you can always buy a little bit of a better game through equipment.
So you're telling me I can buy my golf game?
Almost, you know.
Now that's you talk now, to a PGA now you're talking to me. And, now you got my attention.
I mean, the old standby is, you know, take a lesson or two or three. But, you know, there are technology today can very much help a guy's game. So it depends what the golfer has in their bag right now. But by all means.
Do you have any, like, sports team logo equipment at all for sale here today?
I didn't see anything. I saw some collector coins of various NHL teams. A lot of it is kind of emblazoned with the clubs on it, okay. But I didn't see any like Saskatchewan Roughrider garb or anything
well,
like
yeah,
that.
Well, yeah, you want to sell stuff, okay? Yeah. That's why would you bring anything Riders here? So I can understand why you wouldn't see any of that.